This is a podcast from Deutsche Welle. For more information and a selection of other programs, click on to dwworld.de.
Deutsche Welle. News.
This is Andy Valver in Bonn. As he celebrated Christmas Eve Mass on Saturday night, Pope Benedict XVI decried the increasing commercialization of Christmas and urged the faithful to look beyond the holiday's superficial glitter to discover its true meaning. The German-born pontiff presided over the service in a packed St. Peter's Basilica. He appeared tired by the end of the Mass, and a dry cough interrupted his homily. On Sunday, Benedict will deliver his traditional Urbi et Orbi speech, which is Latin for "to the city and the world," from the central loggia of St. Peter's overlooking the piazza. At least 38 Haitian migrants have died after a boat in which they were trying to leave their country started taking in water and got stranded at sea, said the Cuban government. The Cuban Coast Guard found the half-sunken boat on Saturday about 100 meters off the eastern shore of Cuba. 87 people were rescued and moved to an international migrants' camp where they have been given assistance. Cuban officials said the Coast Guard and Red Cross continue to search for more survivors. According to state media in Sudan, their armed forces claim to have killed Khalil Ibrahim, the head of the Western Darfur region's most powerful rebel group, the Justice and Equality Movement, or JEM. The report could not be independently confirmed. JEM is the most heavily armed group in the Darfur region. The Sudanese state news agency released the news in a text sent to mobile phones without adding details. On Thursday, JEM announced through its London-based spokesman that its forces were advancing from Darfur eastward toward the capital Khartoum with the aim of toppling the regime of President Omar al-Bashir. Egypt's two leading Islamist parties have won about two-thirds of the votes for party lists in the second round of polling for a parliament that will help draft a new constitution, said the election committee. The party list, led by the Brotherhood's Freedom and Justice Party, won 36.3% of the list vote, while the ultra-conservative Salafi al-Nur Party took 28.8%. The liberal Waft Party was relegated to third place. The vote is the first free election Egypt has held since the 30-year rule of President Hosni Mubarak ended. Parliament's main job will be to appoint a 100-strong member assembly to write a new constitution which will define the president's and parliament's powers in the new Egypt. You're listening to Deutsche Welle Radio News. In the Syrian capital, Damascus, thousands of people turned out for prayers in memory of the 44 people killed by suicide bombers on Friday. The Assad regime says al-Qaeda was to blame for the dual blast, but opposition activists say the regime itself was behind the attacks. Observers say the suicide bombings signal a new phase in the violence in the country since an uprising began in March this year. The Arab League is sending 50 monitors to Syria on Monday. Their task is to oversee the implementation of a peace deal intended to end the violence. In Russia, tens of thousands of opposition supporters braved icy temperatures to demonstrate in Moscow on Saturday. They're protesting the alleged rigging of parliamentary polls, stepping up their challenge to the authority of Russian strongman and Prime Minister Vladimir Putin. These were the second major protests in 2 weeks. Police say almost 30,000 people demonstrated in Moscow. The opposition claims 120,000 took part. Demonstrations were also held in St. Petersburg and other major cities. Forces loyal to Yemen's embattled President Ali Abdullah Saleh have shot dead at least 8 protesters and wounded dozens more in the capital, Sana'a. Government troops used tear gas and water cannon against thousands of marchers. The violence came as 100,000 demonstrators concluded a 4-day march from the city of Taiz to Sana'a. They're demanding that President Saleh be put on trial. For more news and information, visit our website at dwworld.de. I'm Andy Valver. Deutsche Welle, Radio News.
You've been listening to a podcast from Deutsche Welle. We hope you enjoyed the program. You'll find more information and podcasts at dwworld.de.